Thanks for listening to season 4 of the Utah Real Estate Podcast.
The most downloaded series in the whole state and possibly the world.
Hello, I'm Steph Scholl here with the one and only Silver Dollar Man.
Also known as Scott Stevenson. This year, we're consulting with community leaders about the future of the Beehive State.
And how you can best secure a house for your home.
Join the thousands.
And my mom.
That subscribe every Thursday for the most exciting hour of the week. Steph, you are going to love the home that we're going to be talking about here from Sago Homes called the Innovator.
And we have with us Dallin Corbridge to tell us all about it. So how did you guys get this name?
We have to come up with different names for, I guess, lines of different homes. We've done mountain ranges. We've done, tropical islands, vacation places, countries, kind of taking themes. And then this one, each plan kind of had its story of who we were building this plan for and designing the floor plan to be for. And so then it kind of evolved to having different names. We have a founder and an adventurer and, kind of for different stages of life. And this one's the Innovator.
Uh-huh. Well, that sounds like an interesting home.
Yeah.
Oh, is it an innovative home?
It's an innovative home.
There you go.
We love it.
Okay. So since we can't see this house, walk us through. What does it look like? Starting with the outside, when we pull up, what are we going to see?
This is the first house that we've done as a single-family detached house. We traditionally have been doing townhomes.
Okay.
This was our first chance at single-family detached. And so the contemporary architecture that we have for these homes, we're trying to take a lot of our elements and pull it together. So from the outside, you see these great big tall windows, two large massings of the house. Because one has two-story volume vault in the living room. So you have these great big windows on the front of the house that you see from the outside with these hanging chandeliers. So at nighttime, it just looks like something's going on in there and I want to be a part of it.
I love it.
And then the other side of it, we have roof decks. That's one thing that we love, love, love about our houses. And so we have a sky room conditioned space up on an additional level up above to give you kind of that view of the valley. And then you step out onto a walkable roof where you can have your hot tub out there.
Barbecue, a hot tub grill. On a roof?
Oh, yeah.
How about that?
Wait, okay, so this is the hard thing about audio, right? Like, I'm trying to picture all this. So you said something about a sky, so like, can you see down from the roof?
So
what are you,
yeah, so that. As you come into the house, you have a staircase that, you go up to from your main living level with your living room, your kitchen, your garage, you go up to your bedroom level, and then most houses kind of stop there.
Yeah.
And then you have another staircase in this house that takes you up to an additional level up above. You have a big kind of additional living room area that you have, your couch seating area, looking at the TV with the fireplace. In another corner, you have a wet bar, so you don't have to walk 2 flights of stairs down to get anything. You have a mini fridge, sink, everything that you would need to kind of entertain. And then you have 16-foot sliding glass doors that pull apart and open wide open to connect yourself from that, that living room space that's conditioned out onto a deck. And you step out into the elements, roof deck that has, your patio seating. And then on the other corner, you've got a grill and then you've got your hot tub. And so it really makes for a really cool lifestyle.
You're up.
Entertaining space, have all your friends over. Everybody's going to want to come over to your house. You've got a roof deck with a hot tub.
Okay, so this is cool. So the third floor, half of it is inside and then half of it's on the deck?
Yep.
Oh, okay. That's making more sense. It's not something, it's like Scott couldn't picture this garage
in
one of the episodes that people were describing. And this was hard for me to picture, but now I'm like, this sounds awesome, especially like wintertime when it's snowing to go get in the hot tub. How pretty that would be.
Exactly. And we've been doing these roof decks for, probably 7 or 8 years now. For a long time, the winters of Utah made it so people really weren't going outside.
Oh, yeah.
They weren't going to take the time to shovel all the snow, ice, and go sit out in the cold. Just from the feedback that we were getting from people of, I would love for there to be a way to have a hot tub out here. I had never owned one personally.
Mm-hmm.
But we tried it. We engineered the trusses to handle the extra weight, a 6-person, 8-person hot tub up there. And then all of a sudden you can use it year round, almost maybe more so in the wintertime because you go out when it's cold, you hop in this hot tub, you're up You know, you can see the whole valley. It's really hard to describe over audio. I've got all the pictures in my head and right? I'm trying to describe it all, but something
I'm getting, you, like, I feel like you did a good job because now I'm getting the vision of it. And where is this located?
In Daybreak, in South Georgia.
Oh, so then you have the beautiful views of the mountains, the east.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you get to look to the west at the Ochre Mountains, which I love. Mm-hmm. And then you have a beautiful view of the east all the way across the valley to Sandy up onto the, you know, the Wasatch Front. So it.
Yeah. Do you get to view some water?
Yes.
Is there any water around?
Yes. So if you come see the Innovator Model Home, it is right across from the new Daybreak Water Course. So they haven't filled it all the way up yet, but they are in the process. And so, you know, a year from now, it's going to be landscaped. There'll be water flowing. It's going to be a
heaven on
amazing,
earth.
Amazing place. Heaven on earth.
Scott's drooling over there because water is his love language.
Yeah,
so.
I love the water. And you don't get a lot of places where you get to see that.
Yeah.
So, and I know Daybreak is a place where you can go and find some places that you can see some water. Mm-hmm. But does this have a basement too?
It does.
So is it?
Well, this is a lot of space.
It's a lot of space. It doesn't seem like it from the, you know, just sitting in the front.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's got a basement as well. On this Innovator Model, we didn't finish the basement, but the model home that we have right next door does. And for being small lot, single family homes, you have a lot of home.
Is it a walkout or no?
The basement?
Yeah.
No, it's not a walkout.
So, and then as far as the kitchen goes, describe how the kitchen, is it an offset kitchen or is it just one of the combined kitchens, you know, that kind of seems to combine with kind of the main area?
Yeah, we all of our floor plans are very open plans. Mm-hmm. The homes that we are designing are on the lower end of square footage as far as single family homes go. So we have to be efficient with our layouts.
Yeah.
So you walk, as you step into the house, you have a small entry space and then you're looking at the living room and you're looking way up at the vault, the two-story volume of the living room and the fireplace. And then just on the other side of around the corner, there's a beautiful kitchen that kind of ties right into the dining room and the living room. And we spend a lot of time on our designs of our kitchens because that is something that's a focal point in every house.
Yeah, no matter what, you're always eating, Stephanie, right?
Right? It's true. Like, the kitchen is where everyone gathers. Like, you might have the most comfortable couch, but if someone's cooking in the kitchen, everyone swarms around.
I try to get rid of my grandkids all the time. Go downstairs. And then 2 minutes later, they're sitting around the kitchen. Yeah.
Well, and I remember when my mom would make cookies, like when she would turn her back, then we would like sneak the cookie dough. That's why everyone really wants to be around in the kitchen.
So how many bedrooms is this?
We have the owner suite up on the second level, as well as two other bedrooms. And so the basic floor plan of this house comes with three bedrooms. And then you have the ability to finish two more bedrooms in the basement.
Oh yeah.
And that basement finish has an additional bathroom, full bathroom, and then another, you know, rec room entertaining space. And so you could make it a five-bedroom house. And if it has that roof deck, you have three entertaining spaces, rec rooms, things, places that you can make whatever you want it to be. You know, and there's that's kind of the feedback we've gotten from a lot of people is they don't necessarily want more house. They want a nice house.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the same with me. I wouldn't want more bedrooms. I just would want a lot larger area to entertain. So it sounds like this is, for a lot of people that are in my same situation, the best solution of three entertaining areas. That's awesome.
Yeah, it really is. Especially if you have kids, you know, you put the kids down in the basement, turn on a movie, let them watch, you know, turn that into a theater room. And then you've got other spaces for
soundproof it so you can't hear them yelling. No.
Yeah. Throw a lock on backwards. And yeah.
That's why they call it the innovator.
Right. So what's the square footage on this?
The Innovator floor plan comes with that top level roof deck and it comes without. And I'll just try to give some variety to somebody that might need that open floor plan, need that space, doesn't necessarily need the extra entertaining space up top.
Yeah.
A plan starts at 2,200 square feet. If you have that roof deck up top, that's an additional 500. So now you're 2,700 square feet. And then you can finish the basement, which is another 1,000 square feet. So it really allows for a lot of variety. A family can come in and not have to step outside of what they're looking for. And, you know, there's a house for everybody.
Yeah. Well, and I like the option of that you can finish the basement later, that you still have a lot of space without the basement. And then as the family grows, you can finish
that. Well, I like the fact that, you know, you just don't have to dream about this house. You can buy this house.
You can absolutely buy this house.
What else do you love about this? What makes it innovative besides the... Is that what you're going to say?
Yeah, what makes it innovative?
What's innovative about this plan? So I'm a little biased on this plan.
Okay.
I got the chance to design this one and kind of take the first pass at it. And then it got in the hands of our amazing team that helped give some feedback of things that I hadn't thought about. And so I kind of stepped back, closed my eyes, and dreamed of what I would want my house to be like. As you walk in, again, I know I've said it like five different times, but the two-story vault in the living room, I love that.
Yeah.
So I love that. That's kind of probably my number one. And then the second one is the open staircase. Every single staircase going up the house is open. And what I mean by that is it's not just a blank wall that you're looking at. We've structurally engineered the stairs to handle the weight between two points instead of carrying the weight all the way along the wall. So you have a post at the front and the post at the end of that staircase, and you're looking kind of in between each level, which is hard to describe, but where the stairs are on the front of the house, you now have stairs going up from level 1 to 2, 2 to 3, all the way up. And we're able to put windows on the front of the house because there's not walls blocking that window.
Oh, I see.
So you have a lot of natural light coming in from the outside on all different sides of you. And then you've got this beautiful metal railing that we've put in.
You can get a suntan laying on the stairs.
Absolutely. Every angle of the house.
So from when you walk in the door, you can see all the way up to the third floor. Is that what you're saying? With the open
just
stairs?
About.
So
just about.
Then this is my other question for you. So if you have toddlers, will they fall through the slots?
No.
Okay.
No, so we do take that in, you know, keep that in mind. We all have kids. I've got kids too. So we have the railing. There's no holes big enough for kids to sneak through and fall through. So it's very safe, but you do have the staircases that go up that because of that railing, because that it's open, allow a lot of natural light through.
That makes more sense because I was picturing a circle staircase, like one of those that, and so that's where I was like thinking like, that doesn't seem very safe for kids. But this is why you have to ask questions when it's just visual.
And this is why you want to go out and see the audio. Innovator.
Yeah.
Because, you know, a lot of times when you listen to things, you know, in my mind, I'm trying to draw a picture, mental picture about things, but going out and just to go out and see it, is a whole different experience, of course.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to seeing the innovator.
Well, and I think it's fun too, because having you describe it, it makes me be like, oh, I'm definitely going to pay attention to the stairs and I'm going to pay attention to the light. Where sometimes when you go to house, you're just like, oh yeah, this is nice. But when you hear the sort of the purpose behind things, it's like, oh, that's way cool.
Yeah, and I hope everybody can come see, and I hope you two come see it in the Parade of Homes. It's gonna be awesome.
Well, and Daybreak's such a great area too. I hadn't been out there for years, and I went out just to like walk on the little path a couple weeks ago, and I was like, this has everything. Yeah, and then there's so many stores close by, and it was so much fun because people were out paddleboarding and biking, and like there were people that were biking to Harmon's getting their groceries and coming back. And I was like, this is a cool community feel.
It really is. The urban planning of Daybreak has been very well thought through. We've had the great opportunity to work with a lot of the architects that helped design Daybreak. You know, being part of a builder in Daybreak, we have that benefit of working with those same architects that have done the design. As a result of that, obviously, we have a lot of great input on what architecture could be and input of what we could do that isn't the most affordable way to build a house on the outside, but it really makes a difference in the community and really achieving that overall vision of Daybreak, which is that urban feel that you're mixing in these small commercial areas within neighborhoods like the Harmons, that somebody doesn't have to go get in the car, drive 10 minutes to the nearest Walmart, 10 minutes back. Somebody can go on a walk with their family and spend that time with them on the way to Harmons, get their groceries, go by the lake on the way out, maybe eat a popsicle, and then walk back to their house and make that, you know, a different lifestyle, kind of breaking the mold of what I think a lot of the planning's been in the Salt Lake Valley for years. Summer mornings, it's almost magical, if I want to use that term. You know, our offices are close by the current lake. So if I get there just as the sun's coming up in the morning, the sun's coming across the water, And then you've got the beautiful trail system and people are running. You got couples out going for a run together. You've got moms out with their kids in strollers. And you just see this energy of these people coming out to just enjoy this, the beauty of this area. It's cool to see it coming together the way that they had planned years and years ago when they did the initial design of everything.
Well, you know what I call Daybreak? The set of Leave It to Beaver. You know, from when I was a little kid, you know, everybody could walk around mm-hmm. the neighborhood. You played. All the kids were out. Mm-hmm. You're riding your bikes. Got your roller skates out, whatever it may be. I always get that feeling when I go up to Daybreak. Are you guys based there?
That's where our model homes are and most of our offices yeah. are right now. Yeah, we've primarily always built in Daybreak. It's been a great relationship. We love what they stand for and what they're doing. We're not just trying to collect a paycheck. We're not just trying to build homes to build homes. We want to create something that we can be proud of. You know, it really is cool to drive down streets of houses that you built 5 years ago, 10 years ago. And you look down an alleyway and you see families getting together and they've got relationships and just feel the sense of, you know, helping achieve that mm-hmm. dream and those memories that people are creating. It's really cool. It's probably the most rewarding part of what we do.
Now, is this the first time you guys have put a home in the Parade of Homes?
Or nope.
Is this something you've done for a while?
We've always tried to be supportive of the Home Builders Association, and the Parade, I think, is an amazing event that they do. I can think of exactly six places that we have. I could possibly be missing one, but over the years we've done six different model home locations, sometimes one or two next to each other that we've entered in. And so it's.
So you guys are veterans.
I don't know that I would say that. But we definitely come experience. Back. We love yeah. it. Yeah.
You are the Young Professionals Chair for the Salt Lake Home Builders Association.
Yeah. I've been given that opportunity to serve as the committee chair for this year. And I've loved it. It's been great.
So what is that exactly?
And that is a very good question.
Does it just mean that you're young and you're a professional?
I'm one of those two. So the Young Professionals is really trying to get kind of my goal of the year and the year that I am the chair is I want to get together more of the young professionals and get them involved in the Home Builders Association.
Oh.
We have a lot of people that are in the Home Builders Association. We have a lot of people in construction. There are also a lot of people that will probably want to retire in the next 10 years. And then who's going to step into those shoes? You know?
Boomers are dead.
You got to say it that blunt. No.
I feel like Scott's getting back at me before we were recording. He asked a question. I was like, you're a boomer. We don't know what you're talking about.
There really is a massive shortage in the construction industry. You know, we have a lot of need for people to come into the industry. So there's a focus on helping the education, I think, of young kids and their parents. Early stages, you know, middle school, high school, of breaking the recent trend of you go to college, you find a job, you work your way up the ladder. That's the only approach. That's not the only approach. There's a lot of opportunity in the trades just to not have debt in your schooling, but then also entrepreneurially, like the sky's the limit on what you can do in the trades. My focus primarily this year in the young professionals has been that it's not just the people currently serving in the Home Builders Association that make a company succeed. There are so many people involved in that company that are just blind to the HBA and what it can be and why they need to get involved. And so I've had a lot of support from all those that are part of the board and members to invite the young professionals of their own companies that are already working in the industry to then come out, be a part of the committees, get involved, come to the events, start networking, because there's no reason for all of us to figure this out alone. And so if we can build a network of the young professionals that are trying to figure this out, you know, I could share something that I've learned the hard way mm-hmm. yeah. so that somebody else doesn't have to yeah. and build this network of those just trying to, you know, find our way. It's not this competitive edge that you have to keep your secrets close to home because somebody else is going to mm-hmm. use it against you. They're always willing to give insights and information and things that they've learned. Just going to some of the meetings, even if I sit back and I'm quiet just because I'm kind of the new guy in the room, uh-huh. I just learn so much every time from just being in you know, a board meeting with those veterans of the industry that have built the valley to be what it is.
Talking to the Salt Lake Home Builders Association, I love the emphasis that you guys put on of keeping affordable housing and really like working with different groups to bring about different legislation. So it is essential to have.
Yeah, it's a very real problem. You know, it's heartbreaking to see with the recent price increases of homes, seeing people that had worked so hard to achieve their dream of a house and have that slip away. Their savings can't outpace the inflation that's happened. So we've got to look at it through a different lens. And there's a lot of great conversation through that as well with, you know, educating cities about density.
Yeah.
You know, I know Ashley's talked about that. She knows a lot about what we can do there. But everybody feels like, oh, density. I don't want density. Mm-hmm. But there's not another solution. How are your kids going to live in the same area as you? Everybody wants to be able to see their kids. You know, and the ability to do ADUs, that's one thing that we've implemented in a new product type that we'll have coming out this next year, is having the ability for an accessory dwelling unit, essentially an apartment that can be over your garage that you could finish out to have your kids live with you. You know, let them save rent, let them build up quicker. Something to just change the mold of just trying to save what's left at the end of the month, because that's not doing it for most people.
Yeah,
that's kind of going back to the day where we had the multi-generational families, and that was kind of the norm. You know, that you'd have more than one generation. In fact, a lot of immigrants that come over do that. You know, they have more than one generation in a household until somebody can save up enough to get out and get another house in that. So that's a wave of the future, it looks like, which is back to the future or back to the past.
I know that reference that you're talking about.
You know that one?
Yeah, I got that reference. Well, and that's exciting, though, with even using the space that's already there for a garage and creating something above it.
Yeah. Yeah, so. You're absolutely right. This is all cyclical. So where we've gotten away from having multi-generational living, we're going to come back to it, you know?
Yeah. And there's a lot of positive that comes with that, not just the dwelling part. It's getting to know one another again as families instead of separating ourselves out and not having that opportunity. So
all of you Stevenson kids, you've heard it straight from Silver Dollar Man. He's ready for you to come move in with all the grandkids.
Free just of saying. Rent? Is that what you said?
Yeah, free of rent.
Yeah, you right.
As long as you can pay my mental health bill. Sego Home, so you guys have been in business for a long time and you're local.
Mm-hmm.
Your company's local and it's family owned.
Yeah.
Your mom and dad run the business still, or are you taking over? Are you trying to kick them out the door? What's going on?
Those shoes are so big. I couldn't possibly help but fill them all. So Wayne and Brenda, my parents, have been building homes for over 30 years. Brenda has an amazing eye of design. Growing up, she was always up late, tweaking floor plans, adjusting things, because there's a very efficient ways to build a box. You know, you just make a square and you plop a couple of things in there. But she has that feel of what's going to make it feel right. People can't quite put their finger on it, but they walk into a house and it just feels right.
Yeah.
And that's the attention to the detail. And then my dad, Wayne, he knows so much about every aspect of the business, home building, the civil side of it. He handles so much on a day-to-day basis. My mom and dad both are very heavily involved still in the company. You know, it's been something that they've built up for the last 10 years. Previously, they were with another company, sold their ownership there, and I guess it was 2010, so it's been 12 years. And since then, we've been Sego Homes. And so I've grown up in the business, went to school, both me and my brother, and getting to a point that now we can start taking off some load off of them, so they can focus on the things they love most and things that they want to do.
Sure.
And we can start helping out with the day-to-day things that just kind of come with doing the home building. So yeah, I love that. Oh, it's great and it's bad. We work with family, you know, there's always that dynamic. Anybody that does work with family knows exactly what I'm talking about.
You learn to communicate. That's for sure. I feel like working with family.
Between getting married and having kids and working with family, I feel like I'm an expert in that field.
You're communicated out.
And listening to clients, hearing their stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. We're in a service industry. So as much as we feel like, oh, we're in a home building industry, we provide a service. We're building a house for somebody to create their home. And so absolutely, you've got that client relation, whether they buy it before it even starts or whether they coming in after it's completely finished.
Is it for sale?
The innovator model home that you will see in the Parade of Homes is not for sale.
Okay.
But we do have homes under construction, various stages that are for sale. So anybody who's interested, you fall in love with it just like I do every time I walk in it, we'll have something for you.
I bet that's a hard part about being a builder too, Stephanie, because you build a house and you love it because you built it and you love it. Then you move into it. Then you build another house and you love that house. And then you move into that house. And you just keep going on and on and on. How do you ever become happy if you love all your homes?
It definitely is a – you have to separate yourself for sure.
Eventually, you just have to stop that, right?
Well, even in designing the floor plan, it had to be pared back from what it was. Uh-huh. You know, I created exactly what I want this house to be. And then I look at it and say, we still got to sell it. We still got to make this reasonable. Not everybody wants it exactly the way I want.
Yeah.
I'm curious, though. What's exactly the way that you want?
If I could have my dream house, it would be the innovator, but I would have another room up front that I could make an office and a piano room. Uh-huh. I want a place to be able to display a piano.
Do you play the piano?
I do.
Oh,
I love
cool.
I'm real good on the piano. Chopsticks.
That's when I've been practicing for a few years. I haven't quite got it yet, though.
I keep saying, I don't know who did chopsticks, but I keep telling people it's Chopin, if I'm even pronouncing that correctly. So I just say, chopsticks by Chopin, and that makes it sound like it's an important.
It sounds right to me.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's cool, though, that like of all your dream things that you would have that model plus two things. I think that really shows how great that model is. So who would you like to give a shout out for helping with the innovator?
The different people I would give, you know, a shout out to for helping get the innovator to where it is, you know, is our Sago team start to finish. There's too many people to name because it went through so many versions, and then we get more input from the team to really make it the best it can be. The amazing architects that have helped shape it to be what it is. You know, we work with a firm, UDA, Urban Design Associates, that is out of Pittsburgh, and they are, in my opinion, the best there is in urban planning. And they do an amazing job at the elevations, the exterior of the house. Mm-hmm. And then working with Architecture Belgique, they were the architecture team that put together the first plans and helped us work through a lot of those details. You know, and then we have an in-house architect now, Nathan Brown, that does a ton. You know, he's a part of the Sago team, but he's done a lot to refine the plan, make it efficient as it can be without losing any of the magic that it has.
Oh, fabulous.
Sounds like it's a great team.
Yeah, absolutely.
So make sure to head out to Daybreak and see the innovator. And if you use the code Utah Real Estate Podcast, you get $3 off your ticket. Just a plug for all you homeowners out there. Remember that you get to choose your title company.
And here at Title One, there's a reason why there's a one in our title. Learn all about our colossal closings
by going to askusutah.com.
We celebrate with you in securing a house for your home.